Northern Ireland's oldest paramilitary group, the Ulster Volunteer Force, has announced its full disarmament today. It's been a long-sought peacemaking move that, if confirmed, will reinforce the Protestant group's abandonment of attacks on the province's Catholic minority. The UVF was responsible for killing more than 500 people from the period of 1966 to 1994. Protestant paramilitary group, the Ulster Defence Association, is also expected to confirm that it has also begun to disarm. We spoke to Belfast policy analyst Robin Wilson, who says that while the announcement will likely be welcomed in political circles, the public's reactions will probably be less favourable.
Well, in all these situations, you tend to get quite a disjunction between what government says and what the public at large in Northern Ireland feel. The government reaction to anything like this is always to say it's historic and a tremendously welcome development. The wider public reaction would be to say that they should have happened years ago, and there isn't the same public sympathy as one seems to sometimes get in government for paramilitaries and their behaviour. These organisations, the Ulster Defence Association and the Ulster Volunteer Force, so-called, have, after all, between them, been responsible for killing almost 1,000 people since the late 1960s, most of them Catholics, and most of those innocent Catholic civilians. Not that they can legitimately kill anybody else, but they were responsible during the worst years of the so-called Troubles here for some of the most brutal murders and murder campaigns, including, for example, a group that was known as the Shankill Butchers, who terrorized Catholics in Belfast in the 1970s, and they were responsible for a string of the most horrific sectarian murders.